Blog Talk Radio.
Looking into the eyes of a criminal, you have to ask, how will a little girl, a low-level thug, a businesswoman, become the most dangerous villains around? Simple answer. They all got their start in this city, and it's up to us to stop them.
And hello, party people. Welcome to the Gotham Talk podcast. Yes, tonight we are a little bit behind, but don't worry, we will catch up. We're talking today about episode 17 of the season 3 of... wait a minute. My show's way crossed. Season 1, episode 17 of Gotham, titled Red Hood. And of course, what does that mean? It wasn't the Joker. Very different from the comics, but the Red Hood kind of played its own character. If you guys remember the material itself of the Red Hood, it was kind of like whoever wore it definitely was always killed, and then it was always passed on, and that was kind of cool. Different new twist to that about the Red Hood will always be out there in Gotham, so that's kind of fun. And then eventually we know who becomes the final Red Hood, Justin Todd, who was not killed in A Death in the Family, which I had. Well, I think I still have in my closet somewhere. All right, if you're listening to us live right now, please call in. Our number is 347-637-3821. We're talking about the Red Hood that aired on February 23rd. Our podcast today is on March the 4th, 2015. Let's go to the phones from area code 469. Welcome to the Gotham Talk podcast.
Hi-o, and hello, DC fans, people.
Hey-o.
What's up, man? Joe from Krypton here.
Hey, Joe. So I know we're a little bit behind, but have you seen The Red Hood from last week?
Yeah, I watched it. I watched it when it came out, like the same day. Yeah, I saw it. It was okay. I saw it.
All right. Anything that popped out in this episode for you?
Anything that popped out? I did. I really liked the Bruce Wayne scenes. I thought the Reggie was very interesting. Interesting character.
Yeah,
I didn't really know what his end game was. I couldn't put my finger on it, but I knew something was up. And then the whole thing with Alfred, him stabbing him, was crazy.
And then we find out later on that the whole board is behind it.
That was crazy, dude. And, you know,
even the stock players are playing gangster.
Yeah. Yep. This city is so corrupt, man.
Watching this episode, I was saying to myself, man, they're really putting poor Bruce Wayne in a lot of grieving and, you know, just disappointment and, you know, trauma.
Yeah. That's
way
great,
different
dude,
than that's... my comic book reading of Bruce Wayne. That's for sure.
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
Yeah. Okay,
yeah.
So let's...
No, not a bad episode, though. Yeah, all in all, it wasn't bad.
Awesome. All right, let's see. From Erico 239, welcome to the Gotham Talk podcast.
Matt from Gotham. What's up, Jesus? Booyah!
What's
time.
Up, Matt Gotham? Matt, did you watch The Red Hood?
Yeah. You kidding me? It was a great episode.
I love it. I love how the mask had its own character.
Yeah. Who?
The red mask. The Red Hood, I mean. Sorry,
yeah,
not the red.
Yeah,
red
like
Hood.
Every scene, he had his own character. And,
yep.
It was crazy. And then the kid was kind of weird a bit. And every time they, like, rob from the rich, give to the poor. And then at the end there, that kid puts on the Red Hood and goes, bang.
Yeah.
And then the unknown child. Yep. And then I almost thought Alfred died there. And then I go, no, Alfred can't die. He lived long enough when Bruce becomes Batman.
Yeah, we know he's safe, definitely.
Yeah. Sure.
They know better not to kill off Alfred. Let's see, AmeriCode 609, welcome to the Gotham Talk Podcast. All right, we're going to leave his channel up. Maybe he'll come back. Okay. All right, so tonight, the Red Hood, yes, we're talking about that. Let me read you, it's a little, so I won't read the whole synopsis, but it's pretty much what we discussed. The Red Hood itself, as it's passed on from leader to leader of the gang lord, always brings a little bad luck to the person. Well, at first, there's good luck, right? They get the cash, and they make their little speech, and they get all really pumped up, and then finally they get the hee-ho with the bullet. Let's discuss more about the Red Hood. Are you guys disappointed that they veered off from the Red Hood, meaning it's pretty much the Joker in disguise? Let's go to you, Joe, from Krypton.
No, because all these shows and movies and cartoons, they're all loose adaptations of the comics, so they take, they take privileges with the characters and the storyline. So I'm cool with it. I think it could still tie back into Joker. I mean, he could still take over the Red Hood.
Yeah. Well, see, that's the only positive thing about that. That it always, it's alive. It's by, it's out there being passed on.
Yeah. So it's cool. I don't have a problem with it.
All right. Let's go to you, Matt from Gotham.
Yeah, I think they need, I think it's almost...
Were you a little disappointed that the Joker didn't have it?
No, I mean, I didn't really, get the whole thing with the Red Hood. I mean, I don't really know Batman under the Red Hood, really. I mean, I thought it was kind of weird, but I did like the whole point in the episode. Like, first it was a kid being the big boss with the red mask, and then all of a sudden this big... fat guy gets the gun and shoots the kid. And then at the end, some small kid. Why would a smaller kid run and put on the Red Hood? And
yeah, but he knew exactly what to do, right, Joe? He was like,
yeah,
yeah,
he really
but
did.
Still, that ending there with Reggie, that was just crazy. What happened?
Yeah, okay, well, let's stick back to the Red Hood. So, a lot of people online are pretty 50-50. You know, they enjoyed it that they didn't go through the Joker route and made it its own character. And then also the true diehard fans, they were like, wait a minute, this is blasphemy. How can the writers do that? But, I guess we're in unison here. We're okay with that, the way it played out. And like I mentioned earlier, I really enjoyed how it was a character of its own. So moving on, as Matt was discussing, let's talk about Alfred and Reginald Payne, who played his old Special Air Force service comrade. A little brief background on Alfred's history. Do we want to explore that more? Do you think, as they tease us in this season, do you think season two might have more flashbacks of Alfred in combat or just more history? Let's go to you, Joe.
Please, no more flashbacks. No flashbacks. We've already gone back far back enough into the mythos of
no
Batman.
More.
I think this is far back enough, dude. We've gone...
It's
going to
be like a
so
silent
far.
Film.
Yeah, man. I mean, that's enough. No flash. Maybe for one episode it would be cool to see what happened between Reg and Alfred, but I wouldn't say do it for the whole season two. No more flashbacks.
No more. Okay, Joe says no more. What about you, Matt from Gotham?
No. We get enough.
You don't
want to
know more about Alfred?
No. No flashbacks. They got that. They got that bill over on the CW. Fox is
there
on
you
fine.
Go.
Yeah, it's just fine. But it sucks.
Now,
is creepy.
Matt, you mentioned earlier that you're like, wait a minute, is Alfred going to die? Do you think they might kill him off?
Maybe if he does die, that's the reason why Bruce left for years in the Christopher Nolan verse. Maybe that's what happened when he was a boy and he just decided to leave.
Oh, and then
or
later
no.
on we found out that he didn't die.
Yeah, and then he comes back after he's trained. Or maybe he just leaves and goes over to Starling and meets Oliver Queen. Or even meets Rachel Gould and Roz Stranger. That's my theory, because we know we got Roz
Gould.
He is a Batman villain. And Talia could come in at some point on Arrow as baby Talia. And her and Bruce can end up together.
Oh, gosh. I love how you're geeking now. He's just crossing over his shoulder.
Matt's already creating storylines, and that's okay. Because, hey, you guys, the Gotham writers are following our Twitter, so you never know.
Yeah.
They might press play on that link and hear your thoughts, so you never know. Okay, let's go around the room. Give us your favorite scenes and tell us why. And if you didn't have one, make one up. Come on, it's not that hard. Okay, so I'm going to give you mine. Mine was definitely the scene where... what's her name? Fish Mooney. When she takes off the patch and we see her eye.
Oh, yeah.
Was that last week's? Not this week's. I'm already crossing
the
mirror.
No, that was Red Hood. No, that was Red Hood gang. That was Red Hood.
That was Red Hood? No. Red Hood, she poked it out.
Oh, okay. I thought that's what you were talking about when she steps on her eye.
Oh, okay. No, I was talking about the reveal after. But yeah, even that scene, oh my gosh. I was just like, holy crap. She just poked her eye out. Oh my gosh, she is such a badass. And I know, you know, they tried to paint Fish Mooney as this mobster, you know, she wants to be top of the food chain. No, with this single action upon herself, popping her eye out definitely describes her now as a badass. Like, if she's willing to do that to her own body to survive, holy crap. I mean, let's go around the room. Matt from Florida, would you ever poke your eye out like Fish Mooney in order to save your life?
Hell no. Hell no. Are you kidding me?
Hell,
that would so
you just die.
I mean, that's just crazy. Whatever type of person she's in, wherever she is, that is just crazy.
Yeah, at that point, you know she's a badass.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's go to you, Joe. Would you ever poke your eye out to save your life?
Well, that's an interesting question, because no, I wouldn't. But if we had the technology to put in a cyborg guy and I could become like a superhero because of it, then yes, I would poke my eye out for it.
Well, let's just say it's the latter. There's no superhero yet.
Okay, then no, I wouldn't poke my eye out. Definitely not.
You would just die.
Yeah, I would just die.
Just die. All right, cool. That's good to know. I think I would do it. I think I'd just like, you know what? Eaty, meeny, mighty, mope, and then pop. I'm alive, but with one eye. Yeah. It's crazy. Yeah, I thought that scene was just wild. So that definitely stood out for me. All right, let's go to you, Matt from Gotham. What was your favorite scene, and tell us why?
I'd say I love the Reggie and Bruce scene as he was teaching him how to fight, and intense punching him in the face, almost bleeding. That was a total Batman Easter egg for me, because you know what? Once he's Batman, he totally beats up the face of his enemies.
Yeah.
That scene was one of my favorites. And where he stabbed at Alfred, that was just crazy.
Oh, you know, my gosh. Really, I was just like, this mother...
it was just crazy.
I like this mother. Alfred?
Was good. And seeing Barbara with Ivy. And
why was Alfred so close to him? Come on. Back off, Alfred.
And seeing Barbara with Ivy and Kat, that was a hot scene.
Ivy and Kat. Oh, yeah.
Like,
wait a minute. the little girls. Let's not go there.
Let's calm down.
Okay, so
I see for Barbara Gordon. I mean, Barbara
okay, yes.
Gordon.
Okay, there you go. Nice comeback, Matt. All right, so who were we on? Were we on you, Joe?
Yeah, you're coming. I think you're going to me next.
Okay, yep. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, mine's not much different from Matt's. That's also my favorite scene is when Reg is training Bruce Wayne. That's
yeah.
A cool scene. The way he's, you know, like he could see. I mean, we know that's not how Batman learns to fight, not from Alfred or that guy, but it's the beginnings of it, you know, and it's pretty cool. It's really cool.
I always love the Bruce Wayne scenes, every Gotham episode. They're my favorite.
Yeah, that kid does great.
Yeah, he's a really good actor. He's got a lot of range as an actor.
He's good. They got lucky with him.
Yeah, absolutely. My only fear is if they do a time jump, I want them to keep him, but will he look older and old enough to do a time jump, you know?
Yeah, no, it might look like they might need to, you know, upgrade to an older kid. Just to support that space jump. But who knows? Has there been any talk about that? Like, you know, publicly and factually, not just rumors and
about
movie pilot?
No.
Okay, so
he's an Olympic, isn't it?
Let's just remember.
Hey, Francesco, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. That kid is an
there
Olympic,
you are, bro.
Hello?
The kid
yeah, we hear you.
That kid is an Olympic gymnast, so he might not be there for some of the show next season.
There you go.
They might have to recast then. They might as well just time jump then.
They just jump, right?
Just jump it.
And then
give
Jim Gordon a beard.
Yeah. I'm already tired of the Jim Gordon story. Ruffy. I don't care. Because we know he's not going
to
save the city. He can't. That's why Batman comes in. Because Jim Gordon's not
going
to be able to save the city.
Imagine after all this time he's trying to save the city, he still can't do it.
Yeah, and we know
a guy dresses up in a bat, shows up. All right, Francesco, give us your favorite scene of Red Hood.
I liked, obviously, the scene with Reginald, but I really liked the first scene that you get with that kid that put on the Red Hood mask when he first went into the bank, and he started acting kind of jokerish, you know? But I think that was kind of like a nod to it. But I like that scene. That was a good scene.
Yeah.
I personally have been liking the Gothams lately. There's one or two scenes. I mean, the stuff with Fish Mooney right now where she's like scooping out her own eye. Like, I was starting to like her scenes, but now she's getting a little bit crazy.
Yeah. And for those listening to the podcast, please always, you could call in or tweet us. If you have any questions, like, here's my question. I know it might be so obvious to you guys, but I'm so lost because I'm like, did I miss something? So how did Mooney get in there in that, you know, a Thunderdome, you know, survival of the, you know, whenever they need organs? When she mentioned Falcone to the doctor in this week's episode, she, I know we're already jumping shit. She mentions him, and he's like, he doesn't flinch, and she goes, "You don't know who that is?" And he's like, "What?" So how did she get down there?
I think she was a stowaway on a boat. Like, I think she ended up going on a boat.
Yeah. And then she got kidnapped?
She left Gotham.
Yeah, she left Gotham, but how did she end up in that underground,
shot on a ship.
Oh,
she
okay. Like a pirate ship?
Yeah, type thing, and then she landed in a prison somewhere. And who knows
the black girl
she is? Is she in Bloodhaven? Is she in Metropolis? Who knows?
Okay.
Is she in Stoke City?
Okay, so it looks like I'm not that far off. No. Okay, so let's see. Francesco, let's go to you. Where do you think they're going with this, with Fish Mooney? I mean, why is she still taking this much airtime on Gotham?
I think because a lot of people are starting to like her character.
I think
at the end of this season, Maroney, the heavier set mob guy, I think he will be gone. I think he will die and Fish Mooney will take his place. And I think it'll be Fish Mooney as one of the big bosses, Falcone, and then still Penguin struggling. Because right now, no one's going to his club. No one's taking him serious. That's where I think it's going. And by the way, is it me or is the Penguin's hair getting more ridiculous every time?
He's starting to look a little drag queen-ish.
Dude, who wakes up in the morning and says, "This is awesome. I'm going to start the day off great today." The hairstyle is wacky. He looks like a freaking Pokemon.
You should try it.
Chris from Kandor should try it.
Oh, yeah. That looked very interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, so same question to you, Joe from Krypton.
Why is Fish Mooney still taking up so much airtime?
Yeah. What do you think they have planned for her?
Well, I said this a couple weeks ago, because she's Jada Pinkett Smith, they're not going to have her on for a few episodes. She's in for the long haul, you know, so they have to use her in some way. And also because the fans, she's a fan favorite now. People really like her, and I'm one of them. I don't really like the storyline right now where it's going with her, but I still like her character. I still like the character they created. I think Fish Mooney's very interesting. So that's why I think she's still on. She has her time as much as she does.
All right. So celebrity status is keeping that character on. Let's go to you, Matt.
Mm-hmm. Are we still talking about Fish Mooney?
Yeah. Well, yep. What do you think the writers have in, you know, planned out for her? Why do you think we're still caring about what she's doing?
I have no idea what she's doing. I still have no idea what the plot is for her. I think she's either on some distant island or she's going to be taking the head of the doctor, or she's going to either be rebuilt as a female cyborg or something, or like something type of a cyborg.
Who's
like
laughing?
That.
Is that you, Francesco?
Yeah, it's me. I'm just like, the way he comes up with this stuff, I mean, that would be crazy to see her. I mean, she might as well be the Vision from Marvel.
Yeah, that would be cool. She like rips her flesh off and says, "I'm the Vision."
Because that crazy doctor can turn her into a crazy.
Did he say his name was Cockknocker or Dollknocker? I mean, Dollmaker. What does he say?
Dollmaker.
Oh, all right.
Dollmaker.
Okay. Yeah, because that's a Cockknocker. Unbelievable.
Are we doing Aerocock next?
We're doing that next. Definitely.
Yeah,
yep.
It's an important one.
Yes. Okay, so we're wrapping up this episode. Let's go to you, Matt. Anything else you want to talk about, Arrow?
Gotham.
Gotham. See, you got me talking about Arrow now.
Yeah, I know. Not much.
All right, Gotham,
It sucks it's a break for 2 weeks. I hope we get Jerome more. And by the way, I know this is all about Gotham, but live long and prosper for Leonard Nimoy. He passed away last week.
So sad.
But Gotham is a great show. I hope it continues to strive more, and let's get better villains. I want the origin of Mr. Freeze. I want the origin of Bane. Come on. And in season 2, let's get Ivy Pepper in her teenage years. Let's see her looking hotter.
Oh, yes. Geez. Yes. All right, let's go to you, Francesco. Anything Gotham?
Let's see. I want Jim Gordon's girlfriend or ex-girlfriend to disappear, Barbara Gordon. She is a disgrace to that name. She's got to get lost. And I'm happy Selena put her in her place.
Tell us why.
She's a horrible character. I mean, she's horrible. I know, like, you know, in the comics, like, I guess, it seems like Gordon isn't married anymore in the comics. I don't I don't know, but it just seems like from the one that they're portraying in the comics to this one, they seem like two different Barbara Gordons. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But anyway, I don't like her. I'm happy Selena put her in her place. And, you know, like I said, I was liking the Penguin until his freaking crazy toupee is getting out of control. Then I can't even look at him without laughing.
It's a little distracting.
And, but you know what's interesting is Fish Mooney's old partner. I forget his name. Is he mind wiped?
Butch.
What's going on with him?
Butch.
Yeah. What's going on with
yeah,
him? It's very weird.
Joe, are you still on the line? Or is that Chris?
Yeah.
No,
four,
Joe.
Six, nine. Who
oh,
is this?
Chris, hey.
Come on, speak up.
Hey, it's me, Chris. I'm kind of
hey,
off.
Chris. All right. I want to include you in the conversation. So, yeah, what happened to Butch? I thought he was like a robot, and then now he has his own attitude? Well, what's going on here?
Well, I don't know. I don't know what Victor did to him. I mean, that's got to be a really good, effective method that they did on him. That he kind of like they're controlling him. So I wonder what's going on. So, but he, you know, he's coming back. You know, Fish Money. He never dies.
As you laugh. I love it. All right, so Chris, anything you want to talk about Gotham?
I loved it. It was a good episode, and I do agree with Francisco that Barbara Gordon is kind of being a downer right now. But at the same time, these are all different powers.
Like a hot downer, right, Francisco?
What? What'd you say?
I said, isn't she a hot downer?
She's a hot downer. But sometimes the top downers are a little wild in this act, so maybe
yeah,
she's
but, this character, we are showing them their past lives. So they all have to go through something to get to where
yeah.
they are. So
yeah.
it happened the same thing with Thea and the same thing with Laura.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
remember Thea?
We all did not want them, you know, at some point. But now
they're
like,
Lindsay Lohan.
So now they're becoming a part of the show that, you know, we kind of want them to be in. So it's gonna get there. But I think I'm so proud of Jim Gunn. He's very tough. He stands his ground. He gets what he wants. You know what I mean? Look where he was and how he is now. You know, now the mayor, whoever that is, you know, supporting him to be what position do they want? The president?
Yeah, president of the union or something.
So it was a good episode.
It definitely was. So tomorrow, if you're listening to us, we're going to be on tomorrow again talking about Gotham as we catch up. I want to thank Francesco, Joe from Krypton, Matt from Florida, Chris from Candor for calling in. You guys are awesome. Joe from Krypton, give us – oh, no, he's not on. Francesco, give us your shout-out.
I just want to say thank you for everybody for listening. People. Call in. The show is awesome, so give us a call.
Yeah,
don't
check this
scared.
Out, Francesco. Our last episode was downloaded over 800 times, and that was like a
wow.
week. And so I'm like, out of those 800, why don't they call in?
You know what? How about this? Maybe DM or email Jesus. Say, you know, why don't you guys call in? Are you guys intimidated? Let us know.
Why. If you guys don't want Francesco on the show, we could totally drop him off
and
have you guys on.
Totally. Take my place.
Or Chris, you know, whichever you want off the show.
Oh, I'm not going anywhere. You're not taking me out.
All right, Chris, give us your shout out, sir.
Hey, I'm kidding. And hey, we really appreciate you guys, and thank you, and we love you, and thank you for listening, and we would like to hear your voice. you know, what you guys think, you know, what you guys opinion and everything, you know. So every opinion matters.
Yes.
When I hear it.
Yes. Thank you, Chris from Candor, and this wraps up Gotham Talk on the Red Hood.
Oh yeah.